Welcome to Centennial High School. It's hard to believe we're more than halfway through the school year. We're filming today's podcast live from the Media Productions Room, and I'm so thrilled to have some very talented Coyotes as my co-hosts for today. Welcome to Lorraine Barker and Ryan Bowman. I would like to extend a very special thank you to Mr. Bryce Butoff, who does a remarkable job as a media productions teacher. Thank you for producing today's podcast. Before I turn the program over to Lorraine and Ryan, I'd like to take an opportunity to provide an update on the state of our district. Arizona's new governor recently outlined his proposed budget, which serves as a baseline for how public school districts and charter schools receive their funding. If the proposal is adopted, the Peoria Unified District may be forced to cut services that are vital to the health, safety, and academic excellence of our 37,000 students. I anticipate the negative impact to our district would be between $3 and $5 million. These cuts are to come from what the state defines as non-classroom expenses. We provided a comprehensive list of non-classroom services and positions on our website, but they are things like transportation, food and nutrition, school nurses, counselors, speech pathologists, psychologists, and other essential services that support our students and teachers. Over the years, we've made a myriad of reductions in these areas to the tune of more than $25 million. There is little left to reduce without dramatically impacting the educational environment our students and families have come to expect. At a recent governing board meeting, I reluctantly proposed a 30-day feasibility study to closely examine moving to a four-day school week model. While this is certainly a drastic measure, I feel it is one of many options we must explore that may lessen the impact on our classrooms. As we go through this study, we will be seeking input from our community as well as our employees. I hope you will take time to provide us with your feedback. In the meantime, you can weigh in on the governor's budget proposal by reaching out to our legislators. We provided their contact information as well as a copy of the proposed budget and a number of other resources on our website. Without any further ado, I'd like to turn it over to Lorraine and Ryan.
The annual district spelling bee was held at the Peoria Unified School District's Administration Center today, where top spellers from across the district competed in front of their peers. Today's event includes one top speller and seven runner-ups, who will advance to the regional spelling bee in February. The winner of the annual district spelling bee is Seth Ray from Apache Elementary School. Ray won in the 25th round with the word variance.
Students throughout the Peoria Unified School District recently competed in a Future Schools competition, an event that was created in order to celebrate the 125th year of educating students for the district. Teams from Cotton Bowl Elementary School and Liberty High School took first place. The friendly district-wide competition included students 5th through 12th grades. Students were asked to write a narrative, create a physical model, and give a presentation on what they think a school will look like 125 years from now. Competition guidelines included using all recyclable materials in their scale model, incorporating technology, transportation, learning spaces, sustainability, and much more.
The Peoria Unified School District's Family Resource Center, serving families who reside in northwestern Maricopa County, has a slate of workshops scheduled throughout the month of February and March. The Family Resource Center on the Skyview Elementary School campus operates in partnership with First Things First and is available to parents and caregivers of children birth to age 5. The overall goal to the Family Resource Center is to strengthen families and help children arrive at kindergarten ready to succeed. Funding comes from the family support strategy of First Things First. You can find information on these classes on our website.
We hope you will make plans to join us on Friday, March 6th, for our district's Spring Patron Tour. The tour will take place at Peoria High School, where attendees can visit the district's oldest educational asset, Old Main. This building is home to the Medical Engineering and Technology, or MET, Professional Academy. Guests will also visit Santa Fe Elementary School and see our Spanish immersion program. The tour kicks off at 8:30 a.m. and you can reserve your space now through the public relations office.
Thank you, Lorraine and Ryan. It's a busy time, but it's also a very exciting time of year. As we make our way into spring, I'd like to take a moment to thank our community for their wonderful support through tax credits. This year, we received more than $1.5 million in tax credit funds, which will support extracurricular activities for our students. Our community continues to support us through Arizona tax law, and we certainly appreciate their generosity. Another very special thank you to the Centennial High School students and Mr. Bedoff for making this production possible. I look forward to bringing you additional updates from around the school district after spring break.